Texas Oncology, the McKesson Specialty Health Network, and Baylor Health Enterprises are going to be bringing proton therapy here to Dallas. It's going to be located in Irving, 1501 West Royal Lane. The reason we decided upon that location was it's really equidistant between Love Field and DFW International Airport. That's important because we're planning on treating patients not just from the Metroplex, but Texas Oncology has a statewide network, 135 offices across the state, that will likely be sending folks in for proton therapy. And then also because we're part of the McKesson U.S. Oncology Network, we're actually going to probably be treating people from across the country as well. So we announced our intention to build this center about a year ago in June of 2011. We have been putting together the collaborative partners in this actually for more than a few years before we announced it. Our plans are to begin building in early 2013, with a goal to have it up and running by 2015. It takes some time. It's very complex to build. There's lots of moving pieces, but we think we can get it done in that time frame. Our vendor is IBA, which is a company out of Belgium. They have lots of experience building proton centers. We're very excited to be using them. There have been some other venues that have announced their plans to build it. I don't have really any information about when theirs is going to be up and running as such. We do believe that we were the first ones to announce, certainly, and we think that we will be likely up and running first.
Is this kind of the new wave? I mean, are we going to see more proton centers springing up? Or?
I think we probably will. I mean, the population is aging, and when the population ages, then the incidence of cancer increases. Protons have been around for a long time. There's currently 11 centers in the United States. As the population ages and as the utility of using protons comes into more focus, I think we'll see more centers. Where those centers will be located is anybody's guess.
Do you think that this is a prime area for that and can really attract a population?
Well, I do, and I think that's that was also part of our thinking as well. The other thing that's nice about this location is it's very reachable from Fort Worth, from the north, from the south, as well as the airports. The International Airport and Love Field give us lots of exposure to quite a few more people, obviously, than the region and even the state. There will be some hotels and some lodging around there. There already is. There's expected to be more because we're expecting people to, if they come from outside the Metroplex, to be staying for anywhere from a week to 6 or 7 weeks. The nice thing about proton therapy is patients will be able to really pretty much do what they want to do when they're not getting treatment. So it's going to be important that there's lodging and restaurants and other things to do. We expect that people can go home on the weekends if they would like, if they're here staying. Really, the proximity to the airports was really an important thing to us, as well as a proximity to Fort Worth and folks north and south of here.
Do you think this is maybe outstripping advances in chemo, or are they running parallel tracks? Or,
well, it's estimated that 2/3 of cancer patients are going to be receiving radiation therapy at some point in their disease. Chemotherapy advances, no one would argue that chemotherapy has not advanced greatly, really even in the last 5 to 10 years. Proton therapy has been around a while. It's been at very distinct sites. It's growing in popularity. I do think that this advancement is, I wouldn't say outstripping chemotherapy, but it's going along at the same pace. All of these things that we're doing and all these things that Texas Oncology and is trying to do is really to improve outcomes. But I think we obviously want to improve outcomes. We want to improve patients' lives and keep them around longer. But I think we should never lose sight of decreasing potential side effects as well. Those things go hand in hand. The longer that patients are around, the longer they live, the less side effects they need to have. So the goal is potentially increased outcomes. We're going to continue to find that out by more research and things, but really improvement in potential side effects. Really, I think one of the most important cases where protons are going to be utilized is in pediatrics, because you want to minimize the damage to these kids who need radiation therapy, and protons are the perfect thing to do that.
Well, I think we're at a very interesting time in proton therapy. So we're kind of on the generation two, let's call it 2.0 proton therapy of equipment. The new proton centers that are being built, including ours, will have a technology called pencil beam scanning. Ours will have only pencil beam scanning. Prior to that, we took a small beam of protons and we hit some targets and we scattered it to make a big field. With pencil beam scanning, we take this little beam and we scan it across using these magnets I talked about and put it exactly where we want to put it. So it's really a fascinating time in the evolution of the technology. Proton therapy has been around since probably the 40s, and now we have this exciting new development.
How new is pencil beam?
Pencil beam scanning is maybe 5 years old or so. So there are centers that have it, not centers that have pencil beam scanning exclusively. So MD Anderson has four treatment rooms, and one of those treatment rooms has a pencil beam scanning, and that came online at MD Anderson maybe 2 years ago.
2009.
Okay, so 2 or 3 years ago. And the other rooms have the kind of older scattering technology.
Now, with the pencil beam and that accuracy, does that enable you or would that enable you to get to a really hard-to-reach place that you maybe couldn't reach or couldn't completely cover before?
It certainly gives us much more flexibility to hit those targets more precisely and hit those targets that we may have had challenges with in the past. And in addition, we can control that pencil beam very quickly. So if we have some motion in the patient, say a tumor's moving because of breathing, we can assess that motion and we can feed it back to the pencil beam and actually compensate for that motion with the pencil beam.
How expensive is this technology?
Proton therapy is expensive. A typical, let's say, 3 to 4 room center is going to be on the order of $150 million or so. And half of that is the equipment, and the other half, approximately, is the building. So you're talking about $75 million worth of equipment: the accelerator, the gantries, the beamline. There are some recent developments where people are trying to miniaturize the accelerators. You can make them superconducting, and take them from 5 meters in diameter to potentially 1 to 1.5 meters in diameter. People are trying to miniaturize the gantries as well. And so we're starting to see some interest in these smaller systems that could potentially just go in one room. And that would allow many more centers to be able to implement proton therapy than currently do. But still a one-room solution. You're still talking about $25 million of equipment and another $25 million for the construction. So that's still $50 million.
How soon do you think any miniaturization might occur?
Well, the miniaturization of the existing technology is occurring now. So there is actually one company that makes a small cyclotron, superconducting cyclotron, that mounts to a gantry for a one-room solution. So we're starting to see the miniaturization now. You know, there are challenges with that. So when you go from conventional magnets to superconducting magnets, you have additional challenges in keeping the magnets cool and those kind of things. But we're definitely seeing the miniaturization now. And on the horizon, let's say 5 to 10 years from now, there's perhaps new technologies that will allow, instead of just miniaturizing existing technology, that will be completely new and allow for smaller machines and wider distribution of the technology.
Are there more particles to come?
There are other particles that UT Southwestern is very interested in from a research point of view and eventually a clinical point of view that have a much higher biological effect. Those are heavier charged particles. People typically think of carbon ions, so you can take a carbon atom and take off all the electrons and accelerate that just like you would a proton. And it has the same precision of protons with the added benefit of being more biologically effective. So this is definitely something that's on the horizon. As of yet, there are no carbon ion facilities in the United States. There are several in Europe and several in Japan. And we're working very actively in this department and at UT Southwestern to eventually make it a reality that we would have something of that magnitude here in Dallas.
And biological effectiveness, is that more boom when it hits the tumor?
Exactly. If you like to think of it as a bomb analogy, it's just carrying a higher payload. So you can put all of that effectiveness, you can put much more effectiveness at the point where you want it.